Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 7-7 Steps to Wealth Creation Through Real Estate Investing by Richard Garcia is a real estate investing guide focused on building wealth through practical property strategies rather than theory alone. Positioned as a how-to title in the investing and personal finance space, the book draws on the author experience across major market cycles, including the 2008 crash, a long bull market, and the 2020 pandemic. Its purpose is to show how an adaptable framework, referred to as the fast-track strategy, can be used to pursue opportunities in changing conditions. The book appears designed for readers who want an applied approach to real estate wealth creation, especially those interested in finding higher returns, working beyond their immediate market, and understanding how different property types and conversions can affect profitability. Because it emphasizes lessons from mistakes and real transactions, it sits closer to practitioner-based investing literature than abstract financial advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the fast-track strategy as an adaptable wealth-building framework. A central idea in the book is that real estate wealth creation should be treated as a flexible process that adapts to market conditions instead of relying on a fixed formula. Garcia presents his fast-track strategy as a system that continued to function through the 2008 downturn, the longest bull market in history, and the disruptions of 2020. That framing matters because it positions the method as resilient rather than dependent on one specific cycle. For readers, the practical implication is that strategy selection should be judged by whether it still works when financing, demand, and property values change. The book therefore emphasizes process, repeatability, and adjustment. Instead of suggesting that one deal type always wins, it points to an ongoing system for identifying opportunity, managing risk, and staying active when market conditions shift. This makes the book more about decision-making under changing conditions than about one narrow transaction model. Secondly, looking beyond the local market to improve return potential. One of the book's more distinctive ideas is that investors may need to search outside their own backyard to find stronger returns. The material cited in the research suggests Garcia argues that local markets can constrain performance, especially in expensive states such as California, where capital may not stretch far enough to generate attractive yields. Investors may need to consider remote markets where the same dollar can buy more income or more upside. This broadens the investor focus from familiarity to comparative advantage. The book seems to encourage readers to think geographically and to evaluate markets by return potential rather than personal convenience alone. That has practical consequences, because remote investing requires a stronger operating system, better vetting, and more discipline in management. The topic is important because it connects wealth creation with market selection, showing that where an investor buys can matter as much as what they buy. Thirdly, using tax-lien properties with an awareness of risk and recovery, the book also appears to discuss tax-lien properties as one route into real estate opportunities. This is a meaningful topic because tax-lien investing can create access to discounted properties or claims, but it also carries legal and operational risks that inexperienced investors may underestimate. The available source material indicates the book does not treat tax liens as effortless bargains. Instead, it acknowledges that there is risk in buying property through this channel. That is an important analytical point because it helps distinguish opportunistic investing from reckless speculation. Readers are likely being shown how distress-based acquisition can fit into a larger wealth creation plan while still demanding research into title issues, auction rules, redemption periods, and local procedures. By including tax lien properties, the book expands beyond conventional buy and hold advice and introduces a more specialized acquisition method. This adds depth to the strategy, but it also reinforces the need for careful due diligence and an understanding of how government-related property claims work. Fourthly, property rehabilitation and zoning conversion as value creation tools. Another practical dimension of the book is the use of rehabilitation and zoning changes to increase property value and income. The source material references a property that was rehabbed and then converted after zoning changed, allowing it to be split into multiple units. This illustrates a broader principle: investors can sometimes create value not only by buying low, but by improving the asset and reconfiguring how it is legally used. Rehabilitation addresses physical condition, while zoning or unit conversion affects income structure and usability. Together, these moves can significantly change a property economics. The analytical value of this topic is that it shows wealth creation through operational transformation rather than passive ownership. It also implies that investors must understand local ordinances, permitting, construction costs, and rental demand before attempting such conversions. In this respect, the book appears to connect real estate profits with active problem solving. where the upside comes from, identifying underused property and unlocking its potential through legal and physical changes. Lastly, lessons from mistakes and real experiences instead of abstract theory. The book places strong emphasis on the author's own challenges, mistakes, successes, and real experiences. That matters because it suggests the material is intended to be practical and credibility-based rather than purely instructional. In real estate investing, theory often sounds simple until applied to financing, repairs, zoning, tenant management, or market timing. By grounding the book in lived experience, Garcia seems to offer a more realistic view of what it takes to build and preserve wealth. This approach is valuable for beginners because it can reveal common failure points, and for experienced investors because it reinforces the importance of learning from actual transactions rather than only from formulas. The book also appears to appeal to readers who want transparency about what can go wrong, not just what can go right. That makes the guidance more actionable. Instead of presenting real estate as a set of guaranteed wins, it frames wealth creation as the result of adapting to problems, correcting mistakes, and applying a tested method across different economic environments. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to real estate investing with a focus on adaptability, market selection, and value creation through active management. Beginners may benefit from its broad framework for thinking about opportunity, while more experienced investors may appreciate the emphasis on remote markets, tax-lined properties, rehabbing, and zoning-based conversions. Its main intellectual value lies in showing that real estate wealth is not just about buying property, but about choosing the right market, handling risk, and improving an asset in ways that increase return. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for presenting a strategy shaped by multiple market cycles rather than a single period of expansion. The use of the author's own experience also gives it a more grounded tone than books that rely mainly on generic advice. Readers looking for a case-informed, action-oriented real estate guide will likely find it more useful than abstract financial discussions or purely motivational investing titles. If you would like to support Richard Garcia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.